Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chav Dalid. We're holding the very top of the Yomid, top line. Kama hoya gavoyu l'ayin hoya noite. Let's just go back for a moment to the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amid Beis, where the Mishnah says, Ketzad boykin esho Eden. Mishnah towards the bottom of the Yomid. When the Eden came and said, we saw the new Levana. So then the Bezim would ask him a whole bunch of questions. What would they ask? They would ask, among other things, Ketzad Re'isa Salavan, how did you see it? Did you see Lefnei HaChama, L'Acher HaChama? And then it continues on, Tzvayim L'Droyim, Kamo Hiya Gevoya U'L'ayin Hoya Noita, how far was it up there in Shemayim, and in which direction was it pointed? Zokti Yimorah, Tana Choda, back to our Gemara, Chof Talim Marav, Tana Choda, in one brace it says, L'Tzvayim, if he says that it was turned towards the Tzofayim side, Tzvar of Kayam, then that means what he's telling us is accurate, and we will then accept his edus. If he says the droima, it was turned more towards the southern side, lo yamaklum, then he just was speaking nonsense, and therefore it will not be mitzdarif to edus achoyish. Breaking more about Tanya, but there's another braita that says ipcha, just the opposite. The droima dvar of kayamim. If he said it pointed towards the dorim, then we are mekayim is dvar of, meaning that it will be acceptable testimony. Litzvoina, but if he says it goes towards the tzofin side, towards the north, lo yamaklum, says gunish mit gunish. It's a chastira. First brisa says tzvoina is good, droima no good. Second brisa says droima is good, tzvoina is no good. Everything more like kasha. Can be moisa chama, can be a moisa gsham. It really depends at what time during the year. Are we talking about winter days? Or are we talking about summer days? Now, there's a very long Rashi that goes through this. We try to go and summarize what Rashi says. Basically, Rashi tells us how the sun revolves, or how the earth revolves around the sun, but how the sun changes position from winter to summer. As we know, during the winter, the days are much shorter. During the summer, the days are much longer. During the winter days, the sun typically goes on a Dorim route on the south. Let's start again. As far as the sun is concerned, in the morning, as you know, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Since it's going from east to west, it has two possible paths. It can either go from the Tzofin side, Tzofin meaning from the north, or it could go from the Dorim side, from the south. Because the important thing is that it reaches from east to west. During the winter months, since it's a much shorter day, the amount, the distance that the sun has to travel is much, much shorter. Because you only have to go for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. However, during the summer months, since the day is much longer, the sun has to travel a much longer route. Let's say 12, 13, 14 hours, because it's longer. Good. So Rashi explains that during the winter months, when it's short, it goes on a path of Dorim, the path of the south. Masha'enkin, during the summer months, where it happens to be a much longer day, then it goes, Tzofin, it goes on the northern route. Anyway, so bottom line is that depending on the season, that's how the Chama travels. Without going through the entire Rashi, if you want to look towards the end of the Rashi, about 7 or 8 lines before the end, Hilkach b'moisak shamim, that's about 6-7 lines before the end of this long Rashi, Hilkach b'moisak shamim, she'ena Chama nechneses l'marav ele b'shkiyasa, the Chama only sets at the time of Shkia, and then it gets to Marav. B'moisak Sham are during the winter days. So just, it's just gotten over the border into the western side at the time of Shkia. Halavona Chidemus L'Teich HaMarav, and into Levona B'Tzofin. The Levona is on the Tzofin side, because during the B'moisak Sham, the sun has been traveling on the Dorim side. So the Levona basically always stays the same, in the middle. It's just a question of where's the Chama during that period of time. So during the winter months, when it's much shorter, it goes through a very short arch or arc from the right to the left, from the Mizrach to the Marav, and it's traveling at that time in the Doraim. since it's traveling Dorin, which means the south, then the Levana is north of that path. During the summer months, the Chama is in the Marav side for a much longer period of time. It doesn't just get to Marav at the final minute right before Shkia. It's already there a longer time because the Chama is out on the horizon much longer. So then, Kedemus Levana Baroi Vachadoshim Letzat Sofai Nemtis Levana Bedarim. So what happens is, so the Chama is now Letzat Sofai and is on the northern side during the summer months, and therefore the Levana is Bedarim. Again, the Levana is basically always the same in the middle. It's just a question compared relative to the sun. Is it north of the sun or is it south of the sun? So therefore, during the winter months, when the sun is going on a southern path, we now have that the Levana is north. During the summer, where the sun is going on a northern path, then the Levana is considered relative to the sun, it's considered to be in Doran in south. So getting back to our Gemara says it really depends on what period of the year are we talking about, what season. Are we talking about the summer? Are we talking about the winter? And depending on that, you could determine whether or not the Levana should be the north of the southern of the solar path, or it should be to the south of the solar path, the path of the sun. So therefore, both prices are accurate, talking about different seasons. But now, in the Mishnah, it said Kama Hoye Gvoya. Now we all know that the sun, or the moon, I should say, from the earth is thousands of miles. However, our Gemara is not going to go into thousands of miles because the average individual cannot determine from where he's standing here on earth how far the moon is away. So you have to go and conjure up in your mind, based on where you're standing, based on where you see the moon, how far it is in your imagination, the way you view it. So Tanur Ban Echad Oimer Gavoya Beis Mardois. The way I viewed the moon, it was the length of two cattle prods. In other words, you have a shepherd, and he has cattle, or he has sheep, and he wants to move them along. He has such a long pole, which he uses to prod or to goad the animals so they should move. So he said, if one of the two Edom said that it appeared to me like two lengths of such a prod, assuming that each one is twice as 5 feet long, so he said, to me it looked like it was 10 feet from where I'm standing, so it's 5 plus 5, so that gets you to Kavoy Beis Mardois. The other one says, no, Gimel, it was longer than that, come on, it wasn't only two, I would say it was three. So it's 3 times 5, it gives you 15. Eidus and Kayemus. Then the Eidus is Kayem, just simply because of the fact that between 2 and 3, there's a very minimal difference. However, Echarim Gimel, the Echarim Chomesh, Eidus and Mateila, because that's already a major difference. And therefore, you cannot be even starve the two. Avo. You could take each one individually. If you find another eid somewhere else that comes in and says, yeah, to me it appeared to be 3 mardois. Or another eid said 5 mardois. So one of the original two eidim would be mitzarif with that new aid that came on the scene.
Now obviously if someone said 4, he can be mitzarif with either one.
Exactly. That's correct. Tanur Rabbanan. Ro'inuhu b'mayim, ro'inuhu b'shoshes, ro'inuhu b'oven. What happens if the two Adam said, we didn't actually see the moon with our own eyes, but rather we saw it in the reflection in the water, or we saw a reflection in an ashoshes, not necessarily a reflection. Ashoshes is a lantern, so it means that we saw it through a glass pane.
Candela.
Rashi omer candela, but derech klad Rashi omer al ashashit, but derech klad omer shezeh lanterna, belaz. V'kanu omer candela. Sticha?
Yes,
the Sotit,
yes,
Lantern,
yes,
Sander. Okay, so, Avikar, that they didn't see the actual Levana with their own eyes, they saw something in between. This candela was also with a glass around it, and so therefore they saw it through a glass. Or Inuba Oven, we saw it in the clouds, which means just like sometimes by Kiddush Levana, you see the cloud, you see the Levana, but you see that it's obscured partially or totally by a cloud. You can still see some of the light, but it's still blocked. And you may eat all of that's no good. No, no good. Chetzi b'mayim, chetzi b'avim, chetzi b'ashoshes. If they say that we saw half of the Levana in the water, in the reflection of the water, half of it we saw in the clouds, half of it we saw in this candela, in this lantern, they cannot go and say Eidus. So Gemara asks an obvious question. Hashakuli Amris Loi Chetzi Mi Boya. The Gemara in the Habimina assumes that when we say Chetzi Chetzi Chetzi, it means that they only saw Chatzi Halavana. They didn't see the whole thing, and they only saw that Chatzi Levana as a reflection in the Mayim or through the oven or through the Ashashas. So, Frank Gemara Madach, if you see the entire Levana, no good. If you see only half of the Levana, then certainly no good. That's not the pshat. Pshat is chetzi b'mayim, chetzi b'rikia, chetzi b'oven, chetzi b'rikia, chetzi b'ashoshes, chetzi b'rikia. Ein me'in. They said half of it we saw with our own eyes, the other half we saw in the reflection, or half of it we saw through the clouds, and half of it was sticking out of the clouds, or half of it we saw in the window pane and the ashoshes, and half of it we saw without the benefit of a glass. So half and half. So I might think maybe we can be mitzar if the two halves together and say, well, half of it he actually saw with his eyes, the other half he saw a reflection through the glass. Even under such circumstances, still you cannot be made until you actually see the entire levana that can be seen with your own eyes without any other things in between. Turn around. Ra'inuhu, the Edom said we saw it. V'shugla renu, but after that we didn't see it any longer. Ein me'idin lav, they cannot go be made. Frank Timur, kol hachi, chozul lav azli. I mean, how long do they have to see it? Do they have to see it for a week? Do they have to see it for a month? You saw it, and you see it for 5 seconds, enough. What's a shugla renu? Omer Rabbi Hachi kamer, pshat zazoy. Ra'inu me'eleinu, meaning that just by happenstance, we were walking down the street and said, oh, look, a levana. Oh, yeah, sure, very nice. And then after that, v'shavnu l'r'oisei midateinu. After that, someone said, you know what? You know, it's almost Rosh Chodesh now. This would be an excellent opportunity to go and be made on the Kiddush HaChodesh that we saw the new levana. Let's focus, not just go and pass it by. Hey, you know, you're right. And then they looked up. Shee, a minute ago there was a levana. I don't see any levana now. Oh, I don't know what happened. I can't believe it. So that's a renew. V'loy and the shuv le renu. So Timora is shavna, we returned leroisoi midatenu, to focus attention on it, not just to go and pass it by. V'le renu, we didn't see it anymore. Ein me'idin olav, no good. Why not? We saw it a minute ago. My timer. Eimer kubisa di eva bi almahu dechazi. The reason why we saw it before and we don't see it now, since before we weren't focusing on trying to find elavana. We were just, somebody passed by and said, hey, you take a look. They said, oh yeah, it looks very nice. And then afterwards we came back a minute later, 5 minutes later, hey, there's no levana. The reason is because that first thing that we thought was levana was really not the levana after all. Or at least, perhaps it was not the levana. It was kubisa de'eva. Kubisa de'eva means that you saw some image, some figure of a white cloud, very small little piece of cloud that was drifting up there in Shemayim, and therefore we thought that that was levana, but really it wasn't. It was just a little cloud that was hanging around, and after that when we came back to look at it again, boom, that cloud had already faded from the horizon, but it really wasn't a moon, because if it had been the moon, it would have been there a few minutes later too. So apparently what we saw at the beginning was a mistake, and therefore, a me'inov. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Roish bezden oimer mekudosh v'chala'am oinen achra mekudosh. Mekudosh. V'chala'am oinen achra mekudosh mekudosh. Bein sh'ner b'zmane, bein sh'loiner b'zmane, mekachin oisei. What the Tanakhama says is, it makes absolutely no difference whether the previous month was a short month, a chodesh chaser of 29 days, or if the prior month was a long month of 30 days, when eventually the Edom come and say, we saw the new Levana, and the Beis Din HaGadol accepts their Edus, then the Beis Din has to make a formal declaration. The Rosh Beis Din says, Mekudosh! And all the other people there in the Beis Din at the time, they repeat, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Beis Din HaBizmana, say if you saw Bizmana. Bizmana means that the Levana was seen after 29 days. Eventually near Bizmanai, they didn't see it after 29 days, they only saw it after 30 days, or perhaps even if nobody saw anything. Mekachin Oisai, regardless of whether the prior month was 29 or 30, you make an official proclamation, a sanctification in the Bezin, and you say Mekudosh and Mekudosh Mekudosh. But as we'll see, this is in fact a four-way machlokes. The Tanakhama says, under all circumstances, all months, always you make that statement, Mekudosh. Reb Tzadik Oimer, it depends. If they didn't see the Levana on the night past 29 to make Rosh Chodesh on day 30, like you would have done had it been a Chodesh Chaser, and therefore by default, automatically the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh has got to be either on the 30th day from the previous month or the 31st day, but it can't be on the 32nd or the 33rd day. So therefore, if you didn't see it Bezmane, and therefore there were no Edom that came, Hey, Mekachino, he said, the next day you do not say Mekudosh. Shkvar Kitshu Shemayim, it's by default, it's already Mekudosh by the fact that it wasn't on day 30. So therefore it became on day 31. So according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, you only make the Mekudosh statement in Bezdin if Rosh Chodesh is on day 30, which means the first day, the old month was 29, Chaser. Now it's day 30, first day of Rosh Chodesh, only day of Rosh Chodesh. Then you make the Mekudosh, but not if it extends to the next day, because the prior month was a Chodesh Mole. But as we'll see in the Gemara, in a Braisa, there are going to be two further views, which we'll see in another few lines. So, Gemara, Rosh Bezdin goes and says, Mekudosh. Minoani Mili, where does this come from? Om Rabchia Bar Gamda, Om Rabbi Yisben Shol, Oy Oma Rebbe, Oma Kras, and the Pasuk, Vayedaber Moshe, Es Mayadi Hashem, El Bnei Yisrael. Now, what is this Vayedaber Moshe? This Vayedaber Moshe is at the end of the Parsha, and prior to that, in Parshas Emor, we went through all of the different dinim that apply to Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, and now at the end, Vayedaber Moshe, it sounds like a nice summary, succinct pasuk. But as we know, whenever we have these types of psukim, the Gemara assumes that there's nothing ibrik, there's nothing superfluous in the Torah. Every pasuk is there for a certain purpose, and the purpose of this pasuk is to tell you, Vayedaber Moshe. The Moshe Rabbeinu, who was, if you will, the Bechina of the Rosh Bezdin, when there becomes now Moyadei Hashem, when we have to decide on the new Rosh Chodesh, and elsewhere the Gemara says that Korolai Moyed, the Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moyed. Vayedaber Moshe, Moshe is the one that spoke, and he informed Klal Yisrael, it's Moyadei Hashem, it's now Rosh Chodesh. So he was the first one in history that said Mekudesh, Mekanch Rosh Bezdin, Oymer Mekudesh, just like Moshe Rabbeinu said. That's what we do for all generations. The Rosh Bezdin said Mekudesh. Now the answers Mekudesh, Mekudesh. We know, and how do we know that? Papa Makrat says in the pasuk, Asher Tikru Oisam Kri Vei Atem. Asher Tikru Oisam means, and now we're talking to the public. Tikru is the Lashon Rabin, and we're saying to them, Atem, now you be Kore. Until now, Moshe Rabbeinu was Kore. He said Mekudesh. Now you also repeat and be Kore, the new month, and by saying the word Mekudesh. How do we know twice? We don't know that yet, but that's what we're going to deal with shortly.
So Osam in the Pasuk is referring to the Moadim, but now we're making it into the B'nai Yisrael. Is that the Gemara's thought?
The Osam we're reading as if it says Atem, right. And therefore we are talking to Klal Yisrael, we're saying, you people that are standing here, you now also be Tikru, you also now proclaim with a loud voice, Mekudesh, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Eileheim Mayadoi. What is Eileheim Mayadoi? Heim Yoimru Mayadoi. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak brings a second posik, similar to Rav Papa's posik, but not Asher Tikru Oisam, Atem, rather Eileheim Mayadoi. Heim, Poshib Shat in the posik is referring to they, the Mayadim. Here, however, the Gemara Tashi, the word Heim, is referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, who's standing around next to Moshe Rabbeinu, Heim Yoimru, they should go and say Me'adoi, oh, we have the new Rosh Chodesh, because they identified the new Levana, and therefore it's a new month. Okay, so now I know that you have to say some Mekudosh, but Mekudosh, Mekudosh, Trezim Yilamli. How do you know that they repeat it twice? It says in the Pasuk, Mikro'e Kodesh. Eilam Yadei Hashem, Mikro'e Kodesh. What's Mikro'e Kodesh? Could be Mikro Kodesh. Mikro'e Kodesh means that the Kriya by the is said twice. Mikro'e from Loshen Rabim. Two times they have to say the word Mekudosh. So remember the Tanakhama said both Chaser and Mole we say Mekudosh. Rav Lozer of Tzadik said only if the prior month was a Chaser we say Mekudosh, not if the prior month was a Mole. Tanya Flamoy Oimer, Bizmanoi Ein Mekachin Oisoi, Shaloi Bizmanoi Mekachin Oisoi. Flamoy says just the opposite of Rav Lozer of Tzadik. Flamoy says Bizmanoi, if the Chodesh was seen Bizmanoi, and therefore we made it on day 30. meaning on the previous month was a choser, a mekachin oisay. Then you do not say mekudesh. Shalei bezmanay. However, if it was not bezmanay, meaning that the previous month was a malay, and now by default it's going to be the next day on day 31 is going to be a Rosh Chodesh, then mekachin oisay, and then you have to go mekadesh.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, that's what you say.
Right.
However, Tlaymai, obviously...
I don't understand. I mean the other view of the Mitzvah makes sense. Shirei Tishrei U'Shamayim. And especially if you have to say on the 30th day, you have to say, today's Rosh Chodesh, you know, these witnesses are veiled. You have to validate the witnesses. So
you're
perplexed.
Puzzled and you don't understand.
I'm puzzled and perplexed.
Okay.
I'm baffled.
But to go and say that it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, that doesn't
okay.
make sense.
So that what is
I asked Mechila from Flamo. I'm not trying to...
Yes,
I don't understand.
Understood. And the answer is that because it's Shloi Bizmanoi, Rashi says it needs Chizuk. You have to go Mechazik it. When they saw the Levana Bezmanoi, then we saw the Levana. So then obviously must be a new Rosh Chodesh. There's a new moon out there on the horizon. But if nobody saw it, and therefore it's going to be pushed off to the next day, it sounds like we're missing something. The major evidence is not there. There's no new month. How can we Mekadesh? So therefore the Bezin has to go and say, Rabbi, whether you like it or not, whether you saw the moon or not, makes a difference. We are being Mekadesh the Chodesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So they are... Therefore, they have to go and authorize it, and they have to make a proclamation. If you would have seen the Levana, and it was a short month, and now the first day, it's the 30th day, Rosh Chodesh, says Flamoy, you don't really need to go mechazik the whole situation, because it's self-evident. People saw that there was a moon, and then they hear that the Bezin said Mekudesh. Shkoyach Bezin, thank you for saying Mekudesh. I could have said Mekudesh myself. I saw the Levana just like everybody else. However, if nobody saw it, and now we're pushing it off the next day, then Mekadesh and the Bezin cast him Mechazik, and they are the ones that have to, they have the sole authority to go and say, yeah, it's a brand new month, even though nobody saw a moon, and there was no evidence of the new month. Reb Shimon says, you never have to say Mekudesh in Bezin. Shnemar, we have this Gemara before. This is talking about the Yovel year. The Kiddashtem Eis Shnas HaChamishim Shana. Tarshining Mora Shonim At Mekadesh. The At Mekadesh Chadoshim. When it comes to the 50th year, then the Bezin does have to convene and go and say Mekudesh HaShana, that this is the Shnas HaYovel. And then, of course, in Yom Kippur, they have to blow the Shofar. So that's the Kiddashtem. It's not a Kiddusha that was only imbued in the year by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we have a mitzvah to go and further be mechazik that kedusha by Bezdin making a proclamation. But only Shnas Chamishim Shana, you have to be mekadosh. Chadoshim, you don't have to be mekadosh. Obviously, we do not follow Reb Lozer Reb Shimon's view, but now you have four views altogether. You have the Tanakhama that says you always are mekadosh. You have Reb Lozer Reb Shimon that says you're never mekadosh. And then you have Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik that says only if it's near Bizmana Yer Mekadesh, in other words, on a short month, while Flamey says the other way around, only if it's on a long month after a Malay. Four-way Machlekes. So how do we pass it? I'm repeating about Mishmuel. Halachic Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik. We pass it Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik. Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik says in our Mishnah that we're only Mekadesh Imloy near Bizmana, only if it's near Bizmana, Imloy near Bizmana, ain't Mekadesh Noise, Shekvar Kitchu Shemai. Zok the Yumara. I'll bring a takaraya. Everybody saw it. Nechru Edom, we asked the Edom, we asked them all types of questions. Rishim Chakira, for the speak of Mekudesh. And it was unfortunately late in the day. And by the time the Bezdin convened, by the time the Edom arrived, by the time we asked them all the questions, Achach HaSheikha was already dark. It was too late to say Mekudesh today. So what happens now? Harizim Uber. So by default, the Chodesh Sha'avar is no longer going to be a Chosid. It's going to be a Mali. We ran out of time. And the next day will be the new Rosh Chodesh. Harizim Uber. Now, the Gemara is Medayik. Sounds like Harizim Uber. Mu'uber in Mekudesh Loi. That since it's already fallen to the next day, you no longer have to make a statement of Mekudesh because it's automatically Mu'uber. It's like it's on autopilot. Since you couldn't be Mekudesh the first day, it's too late. So the next day automatically is going to be Mover. Sounds like without any new declaration of Mekudosh. So that's just like Reb Tzadik says. If you didn't have a chance to go and declare Bismanoi, but only the next day. And Mekachinoi said, Shekvar Kitshu Shemoi. Is the Choyer Araya to Reb Tzadik from that Braisa from that Mishnah? Everything more loy. No, it's very possible that we do have to Mekadosh the next day. Why does the Mishnah use the term that it's Mo'uber? I might think that although it's true, the Beis Din ran out of time because it's very Chashecha, but nevertheless, tomorrow when they convene, they should go and say that it was Rish Chodesh yesterday. Because after all, the Eidim came then, and like the Brice of the Mishnah says, Ubez and B'chol Yisrael, everybody saw it. It's self-evident that this happened already yesterday, so the Rosh Chodesh should have been yesterday. Just unfortunately, we ran out of time. But therefore, we should continue to go make yesterday Rosh Chodesh, Kamash Malon. That's why this Mishnah Brice has to go and say very clearly, Arzem Uber, Rabbi Yisrael, if you ran out of time, automatically, by default, it goes to the next day. But that doesn't say anything about whether you have to be Mekadosh the next day. It could very well be, yes, you do have to say Mekudosh HaChodesh the next day. This Lashon HaRa is a Me'uber, is just to take away from the Havamina that maybe we should say that the Rosh Chodesh is today and not tomorrow, after all, because the Eidim came today, we just ran out of time to say the word Mekudosh.
So you're saying Mekudosh on post-Rosh Chodesh, you're saying Mekudosh, the Mafreya?
We don't. We're saying that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, and tomorrow the Bezin will reconvene once again.
And declare Rosh Chodesh on that day exclusively.
Exactly okay. Right. 100%. But the Havamina was that maybe we should not go and make it tomorrow, but Bezin should say, well, everybody recognized it happened already yesterday, everybody saw it, the Adam saw it, we saw it, we just didn't have a chance to declare it. It's okay, we're declaring it now, but it should all be chal from yesterday. So could I take a minute? Kamash will let us know that we do, in fact, Mekadosh the next day. He ran out of time, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is the next day. Zog the Mishnah. The Mus Tzurais Levana Hoyu Loi Ram Gamliel Betavla Ubekoisel Ba'ali Yosoy Sheben Mare Es Hedjoytis Va'oimer HaKazer Isa Oy Kazer. This is a famous Mishnah. Ram Gamliel had all different types of pictures, forms, figures, of what Levana looks like or should look like, and any time the Edom would come, he would go and point to them and say, what does it look like? They would look like this one on the right, on the left, on the back, on the front, on the top, on the bottom, and then they would identify it, and based on what they would testify, Rav Gamliel either would say, is yot good? And he would be Mekadosh the Chodesh, or he would say, sorry fella, you got the wrong one, no, goodbye, come back next time. So, that's what Rav Gamliel did on a regular basis every time when he was the Rosh Beis Din, when he asked the questions to the Eidim. And now the Gemara from here till the end of today's daf is going to go into the issue, can you in fact make pictures and forms of what's going on up in Shemayim? After all, doesn't it say in the Seres Hadibros, V'isasa chafesel b'chol temuna, eshe b'shemayim mimal, v'loretz mitochas, how are you allowed to go and make these types of figures and the tavla and the koisel? How can you have these tsurais levana? And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Frank Gemara, umishari, is it permissible to make such a tsurais levana? What's if? It says in the pasuk, loisasun iti, lehechesev lehizov, loisasu lechem. So it says loisasun iti. Now what means iti? Loisasun kinmus shamoshai. Don't make the figure or a picture of anything that looks like one of my mishamshim. And what are one of the shamosim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's the moon. So how can you go make a dimus of a moon? Aren't you over on the sin of Lisasaniti? The Torah only answered those types of shamosim where you are able to physically replicate that original shamis. And then Kodesh Baruch says, no, but don't replicate it because you're not allowed. So what do you have in mind? Can you decide like we learned in the Braisa? Lo yasa odem bayis, tav nesecho. Achsadra, tav nesula. Chotzer, kenegin azora. You're building your own home now. Don't make the home in the same form as the heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. Don't make your achsadra, your porch, the opening to your home. Don't make it like the tav nesula, which opened up to the heichel. Don't make your chotzer in front of your home. Don't make your front yard keneged azara, like the azara looked like on the Harabais. Don't make a shulchan keneged shulchan, like the shulchan was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. Don't make your menorah kenegi menorah. On the menorah kenegi menorah, that's where the Gemara focuses a little bit further. The price it says, Aval oyse shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmoina v'shel shiva lo yase afilu shel shar minei matchas. Since the menorah in the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash had seven branches, like the Torah tells us, seven konim, you're allowed to have a candelabra, a menorah made out of five branches, with six, with eight, but don't make it out of seven. Because you make it out of seven, then it becomes similar to the one that they had in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. And even if it wasn't gold, because the one that was in the Beis HaMikdash was Menorah Zohar. But this, even if you didn't make it out of Zohar, you made it out of other Minim Matches. Even if you make it out of silver, copper, steel, iron, tin, any type of Matches, this is also prohibited. However, sounds like that if you made it out of wood, it would be okay. Says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even if it's made out of wood, is also no good. Although not everybody knows of this halacha, if you go into a Jewish silver store, a store that sells silver, like in Brooklyn, Muncie, place like that, they don't sell of seven because they know of this halacha. And if the candelabra originally came with seven, they usually add a piece of an ornamental piece of silver to that, to the hole where you put the candle, so that it fills it up, so you should only be able to go and light six and not seven. So this is I remember a chaver of mine told me many years ago that Ramoshe Bik Bizmano, he was considered to be one of the major poskim here in New York. He was once in a home where there was a Sheva Brachas, and he came across such a menorah of seven, and he had a very high-pitched voice, Rav Moshe Bik, and Rav Bik said, Azam menorah tum menish halten an ayinish ishtib. Such a menorah you're now let a hold in a Jewish home. So he just wanted to make the point that you got to be careful, it only had seven instead of eight. So even this halacha still applies even today. Rav Yehuda said it applies even if shel eitz, even if it's made out of wood. Loyasa, what's the reason why? After all, it was always made out of gold. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, kederach she'osim malchim beis chashminoi, when the beis chashminoi were finally victorious over the Greeks, and they finally got them out, they ejected them from the Beis HaMikdash, and now they renovated everything. They had to go and find a new flask of oil, as we know, and they finally found one, b'chisamishol koyin gadol, etc. But the problem was that all the kelim were tamei, or they had all been removed, and there was nothing left. So the Beis HaShemanoi, they had to go and improvise. So initially, they went and brought one made out of wood, and slowly but surely, after people got more wealthy, then they upgraded from wood to higher. So since, at least for a short period of time, they used out of wood, so you now let them make a menorah even out of wood, which has the seven branches. Amrulai. So they told Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you made a historical mistake. Bisham Raya, you're trying to bring a Raya? No, no, no. It may have looked like wood, but it really wasn't wood. Really it was Shpun Shel Barzel Hayu. They were made out of Shpun Shel Barzel pieces of iron. V'chipam, and they covered them. They plated them bebatz. Batz is tin. And therefore it had such, from afar, it looked like it was wood, but it really wasn't wood. It was tin plated over iron. Heshiru, once they got wealthy, Asum Shel Kesef. Then they took a new one, a new replacement, and made it out of silver. Chos Veshiru, when they got even wealthier, Asum Shel Zav, then they restored it to its original glory, made out of gold. Anyway, so bottom line is, the Gemara has answered the original Kash and Rav Gamliel. Had Rav Gamliel make the form of a moon, because moon is the type of Shamus that you cannot replicate. You can't go and make a moon in the size of the moon, like we know that the moon is many, many, many miles big from all sides. So to replicate something like that would be either impossible or virtually impossible. So the Leisas and Inti is talking about those Shamasim that you can replicate like things in the Beis HaMikdash. Are you, what you're saying is correct, that shemosim that you cannot replicate, is that permissible? Vatanya is a price that loisasim iti loisasim kidmus shemoshai hamishamshim lafonai bamoroim. You cannot make the dmus of those mishamshim upstairs in the heavens. Bamorim. So we're not just talking about those that you can replicate down below, but even something that is up above. So presumably that means that you cannot make the forms of suns and moons and stars and meteors and anything upstairs in Shemayim. Isn't that what it means? Isn't it Shver on Rav Gamliel? No. This price is really referring to the Kisei HaKavod. Kisei HaKavod is described in Yechezkel as having four faces to it. One of them was from Yaakov Avinu, and was from a Kruv, and a Nesher, and an Ari, all from the all four sides of the Kisei HaKavod, thank you. So you cannot go and make a statue or a picture that has all these arba panim bahadi adadi. That's what it means. That the Moshe Moshe Meshamshan Lefanai Bamarim. I was just thinking that it's not this week's parsha. Parsha is Vayetze. Yitzyak Veshavi El Charana V'Yifka Mokam. So what does it say there in the pasuk? Ochin Yesh Hashem Mokam Azeh V'Noichi Lo Yadati. Yaakovina was dreaming and he said, Ochin, I knew. Ochin, that this is Mokam Azeh, Vanoichi, but Anoichi, I didn't know. What does that mean? So one of the Meforshim says that Yaakov Avinu in his Cholim saw the Kisei HaKavod, and he said, Ochin Yesh Hashem Mokam Azeh. I always knew that three of the Tzurais around the bottom of the Kisei HaKavod had Ochin. Ochin is Aleph stands for Ari, Chof stands for the Kruvim, and Nun stands for the Nesher. That I knew. But I didn't know that my own demus d'yuknei shel Yaakov was also there. Anoichi, that you should have Aleph, Ari, Nesher, Kruvim, and Yaakov Avinu, that I didn't know. This is the first time I realized it when he was sleeping in the Hamariah. The Ochen Yesh Hashem Mokam Azeh. I knew that there was Ochen, the other three. But the fourth, I was there too, the demus d'yuknei of Yaakov Avinu. Dosamach
Nishkavos. Who says this?
I have to look it up for you.
Very nice.
When he had Nishaya, that wasn't it? Nesher, there's the
Ari, Nesher, and Kruvim.
Anyway, so
the Gemara tells us that is what the Brisa means when it says that's what it's referring to, having a form of the Arba upon them together. But it's not referring to the sun and the moon, so we're off the hook. Based on what Abijah said, now, what about parts of Odom Lechudei? Tishri, if yes, only the parts of Odom. That's from Yaakov Avinu. That should be Mutter, because it's not all four. Allah Matani, we learned that Abijah called out by Tzufa is Mutter and Chutmi parts of Odom. You're allowed to go and make a picture of other parts of him, meaning of animals, but you cannot make it of Odom, of a person. Why not? Didn't we just say now, the only problem is the Mus Arba upon him, and not just one? Omrevun Abreda Idi. When I was learning by Abaya, I heard the following. In other words, the din of parts of Odom is not because that's one of the Meshamshim Lefonai Bamoran, that it says Leisasin Iti, those Meshamshim who are next to me, so to speak, Kaviyochel up in Shemayim. But Leisasin Oisi, don't make a Tzelem Elikim. As we know, it says by Odom Arishoyim that a person was created Bitzelem Elikim. So that's what the Gemara means to say, Lisasan Oisi. If you make a figure of a person, then it's like making a figure of a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, Kavi Yochel, and that's prohibited. So therefore there are two separate Isur. Isur number one, the Arba upon him, because the last Sasan Iti, those are the Mishamshim, which are being Mishamish Bamoroim, which are together with me, so to speak. And then Lisasan Oisi, don't make a parts of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, since we cannot even think of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks like because he has no figure. So therefore, my tzad for Adam, if you make a Adam, that's like Leisasanois. Zokhi Mara Vayite V'shar Shemos Mishu. Sorry?
There's a problem with the
Ayos.
It says...
Mechesko?
Yeah, from Mechesko. It says...
That's not the Kisei HaKavod. That's a different tzura. A different...
The faces of a human, a lion, an ox, and an asher.
Then that must be on Markov instead of Kisei HaKavod.
Right.
Something else.
There's a reference to Chayos HaKodesh.
Oh, Chayos HaKodesh means Malachim.
Mm-hmm.
Like we say it in the Davening. We find him a Chayos HaKodesh Barash Kum, it's not Masarofim.
And four faces each. The face of a human, a lion, all right, whatever.
So maybe it's Taka the Malachim that have that figure, but not the Kisei HaKavod. Frank Mav Shar Shemosim Yishari and Shar Shemosim were saying are mutter. V'hatanya leisasin iti leisasin kidmus shemoshei hamishamshen lefonei b'marim kigoyin. This is what you're referring to. The Oifanim and the Srafim v'chayis ha-kodesh u'malachi ha-shores. Oifanim, Srafim, v'chayis ha-kodesh are all different types of malachim. For those of you that want to know more about that, go to Kabbalistic school and to esoteric school to find out the differences between all of them. But they're all different types of malachim. We have the Nedamim, Oifanim, v'chayis ha-kodesh, b'rash godul, misnas, matrafim, l'umosim, mishabchim, v'yoyimim, boruch, etc., etc. So these are other malachim up in Shemayim. And so you're not allowed to make a tzura of those. So it sounds like anything up Bamara, no longer just the four parts of four ponim kisei hakavod, but we're talking about malachim too. Presumably that would refer then to the sun and the moon. How did he make the tzuras of the moon? Amar Rabbi, lo yosatoy l'shemoshen shemomadar ha'elyoin, only the very highest heaven of the seven heavens. When we learn Masechtas Chagiga, we're going to learn that there are seven Shemaim, seven layers of heaven up in Shemaim. Gemara in Chagiga is going to tell us where everything is located among the seven heavens. The highest heaven, all the way on top, number seven, where Kaviyachal Rabbi Yishlam sits on his Kisei HaKavod, there he is surrounded by the Afanim, the Srafim, the Chayis, the Kodesh, Malachi, Sharis. So those are the ones that are the Modra Elyon. Those are the ones that are prohibited by this Brisa, and that's why the Brisa Taka says, Kimusha Moshe, Hamsham Shalafonai Bamarim, those that are right next to me upstairs. However, the sun and the moon are much lower down. They're only on the second level, they're not on the seventh level. And therefore, those are Mutter. Are you telling me those are Taka Mutter? But Tanya, I have a Brisa directly on point. And now we're no longer focusing on the Pasuk, Leisasim Iti. Now we're going to the Aseres Adibris, where it says, "Lisas lechafeso b'chol tmuna asher b'shemayim nimal v'asher b'aretz mitachas v'asher b'mayim mitachas l'aretz." Darshi Yomar b'tanya asher b'shemayim l'rabbi schama ulevana v'koychovim umazolois. Oh, so that's one of the things. Lisas lechafeso, you're not allowed to make that. Chol tmuna asher b'shemayim nimal. That's talking about the chama. Oh, this is directly on point, levana. What means mimal? The rabbis malachi asharis, the malachim. So ibazoi is a shven am gamliel. How did he make a demus levona? You're not allowed to loisas lechafesel. After more kitanya hili ovdon. What does it say right after that in the pasuk? If you continue on in the sensitivis, loisas lechafesel. Kol tumuna asher b'shemayim mimal, asher b'aretz mitachas, asher b'mayim mitachas l'aretz. Loisishtach v'lehem v'loisavdein. The reason why you're not allowed to make them is to go and serve them. To go and just make a tzuras chamalavon, that's okay. But don't make it on the nas, lishishtach v'hem v'leisavdim, to go and worship. If you're talking about, don't make a tzura of a potential avodah zara that you're going to worship. So even if you're talking about a little worm that you find on the ground sometimes, these little worms of 1 inch or 2 inches, that's also prohibited if you're making a tzura li'ovdam. You're 100% right. The Sanya, we continue the very same passage that we're talking about. What is Asher Ba'aretz? L'rabbis Horim, Ugvois, Yamim, Unahorois, Afikim, Vegeois. All of these natural structures, if you were to go and make a picture, make a statue, based on any of them, you know, Mount Everest or another mountain, higher, lower, Yam Naharis, if it was for the purpose of the going and bowing down to them, all of that is prohibited. And then Pasuk continues on, Ashabesh Ba'oritz Vitochas, Vitochas Ladabi Shushul Cotton. Even our claim chick, a little worm, that's all to prohibit. Maskim. But the Maisa, everything in that Pasuk is talking about Asiya L'Shem Avoida. But Asiya alone, to make a tzura, v'chama levana, shilshul, all that, that's permissible. Just not l'ovdam. L'sishtach l'hem v'l'sovdam. Freitimor, is that right? V'asiya greatest of Mishori, are you allowed to go and just stam make them, even if you're not l'ovdam? V'atan, you have another braisa. L'isasin iti, l'isasin kidmus shemoshe ha'misham shelofonai, kigoin, chama, u'levana, k'ichovim u'mazolais. Now this l'isasin iti, doesn't refer to loisishtachve lehem v'loisavdeh. She says loisasen iti, don't make these mishabshim. So until now we said, mishabshim, we're talking about those that you can replicate, like a shulchan and a menorah, the heichal, the ula. And then we say, no, the shemoshim means those all the way up, bamorim, all the way up the chayis hakodesh and malachim. But here it says very clear in the braisa, which one? Cham olavana kecham mezolos loisasen, you're not allowed to make them having nothing to do with loisishtachve lehem v'loisavdeh. Says Yimar, now you really hit the nail on the head. Now you really got a good price. Shani Ram Gamliel da Chirim Osulei. Ram Gamliel didn't do it. Loisasin, you're not allowed to manufacture them, but you're allowed to buy them from someone else. Who was the Achirim? The Trashi Nochrim. Going Gentiles made
in China.
Made in China. Good. Could be some Jews in China too. But anyway, he bought it from Achirim. No problem. Right, tomorrow. Really? Well, Rav Yehuda da Chirim Osulei. Rav Yehuda, as we'll see in a moment, was wearing a very special signet ring, and he didn't manufacture it himself. He got it from Achirim, from Nochrim, and Yomali Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel criticized Rav Yehuda, and he called him Shinina. As you know, we have that a few times in Shas, that Shmuel refers to Shinina, which means to Rav Yehuda, Shinina either means that he had a very sharp mind, or Shinina means he had long teeth, and Yesh Omrim that Rav Yehuda was an edicle of Shmuel. But regardless, what did Shmuel say to Rav Yehuda? He said to him, Sami Eine Dedein, go and obliterate, go and mark, erase the eyes of this little sculpture that you have on your ring. Meaning, and I don't know how many of you are familiar with, but the European Jews were very makvid on this. When a child would go and buy a doll, they would very often go and make some, they cut off a little bit of the nose or the ear or the toe, right, or something.
Right.
So it shouldn't be complete.
Tamara, to make it less,
exactly. It shouldn't be a complete pesel, tmuna, or shemay ma'al, or tzmitochas. They were very makvid on it. Anyway, so the Gemara says, that's what he told them. Go and blind the eyes of this form that you have there, because otherwise, Hashem, people think it's an Avodah Zarah. And didn't somebody else make it for him? And therefore, don't we see that even Achirim Osuloi, it's a problem? Everything Gemara Hassam, I'll explain to you. The truth of the matter is, there wasn't a real concern, since it was made by Nochrim, you're not over on the Lysasun iti, and nobody was choshed that he was Lysavdin, that he was worshipping it. Why did he say go and blind it? Because of Chshad. Chshad means not because of a real Isur, but rather because of Maris Ayin type of thing that people shouldn't say. People shouldn't say, oh, right, he's walking around with a little thing, like a little yozel on his ring, and they went and to a Sami on the day. So what is this chashad? Can you sign the one that writes it? Tabas chisamay boilet is osur lahanicha umutu lachtimba. Chisamay shekeya mutu lahanicha vi osur lachtimba. We're talking about a signet ring. Signet ring, as you know, is to go and sign documents, not something that you typically find today, but that's what they used to have many, many years ago. Even today, in some places, they go and take such a fancy seal and seal it, a fancy court document.
Notarized, they emboss the paper.
Yeah, most places they just go and take a stamp and stamp. But for a fancy court document, sometimes they insist on an embossed type of thing. Anyway, so if you have the choysim, if it's boilet, meaning that whatever the figure is, or whatever the words are, whatever, if they are protruding, then we got a problem, because that's a sculpture. At least Sassaniti.
A figurehead.
A figurehead. Oh, good. However, lahanich, to go and actually use it for embossing, that's okay. So don't wear it, but you can use it for your document. Tabaschi, somebody boil it. Also, lahanicha, don't wear it. But you're allowed to go and the chosem seal your document with it. Why? Because when you chosem the document, since the head or the face, the numbers, the whatever is protruding, will now become shakua. The impression is not going to be bolate, it's going to
depress.
Oh, shkoyach. The other way around, what happens is the chosem is depressed already into the ring, then mutal and then you're allowed to wear it because it doesn't look like something which is protruding, standing out, so it doesn't look like an avoidus. But then you're now going to be choisim, because then it does stick out, and people go, oh, this figure sticking out, etc. Anyway, so we see there's no real issur min ha-Torah, it's only a problem of achshad midrabah. Freit imora, umi chashin lachshada, do we really concern ourselves that people have such sculptures, they have such pictures, that maybe they're being oivet avoy desara? But he beknishta de shaviyasa, the famous Beis Knesset is called Shaf V'yosef ben Erdot. Now, how did he get such an interesting name? Most shuls are called Beis Yisrael, Beis Tefillah, or whatever. Shaf V'yosef. Heichal Moshe. How did he get the name Shaf V'yosef? So if you look at the Rashi, Rashi's about 10 lines at the bottom. Shaf V'yosef ben Erdot. Mokim, what's the name of a place? That's how it was called, Shaf V'yosef. V'yesh poisim shechorid v'chozev v'nivne. This was, in Prague, they have the Altnoy Shul. They say the reason why it was called the Altnoy Shul means the old new shul. How did it get named old? Originally it was an old shul. It got demolished and then they rebuilt the Altnoy. Some people say it was built Altnoy, Altnoy, so that you should be able to go and eat in the shul, you can sleep in the shul, because the shul was built Altnoy. So it became the name Altnoy. However, what they're saying about the Shaf V'yosef is, originally it was a beautiful shul. And then, unfortunately, somehow it got destroyed. There was an earthquake or whatever happened. And then they rebuilt it. The Shaf V'yosef means like shuv, a second time. Again, Yosef, they gave it a place for a makam yeshiva. Until now, it was charev, and they rebuilt it. So that's another pshat. The Tomer is the Shechinah mitzvah Yisham, and even when it was destroyed, the Shechinah was there. The Yechonya v'Galusa banu, and who was it built by? No. Not by modern day people, but Yechonya, that's called Yechonya, that was in the early times of Yismigdish, etc. Shenosu imoyim mi'avni Yerushalayim. They took with them some of the stone of Yerushalayim, v'aleim nemar. They wanted this to be a replica of Yerushalayim, not a total replica, but at least it's not a Shama Shamas, so we're just talking about the Jerusalem stones, but they especially took along Jerusalem stones to go and enhance and say, oh, this, we feel like we're in the Eretz HaKodesh, we feel like we're in the Eretz Yisrael, we have some Jerusalem stones here. Anyway, so it was very famous historically, the Shef, the Yosef Shul. But what is the Gemara bringing it up? So Gemara is telling us, well, he be kinnish the Shaf V'yosef ben Erdot, the Habe be Andrata. Andrata means a statue, and specifically says Rashi, a statue of the Melech, and there was a statue there in the front door or the lobby, whatever. And tons of people went through, not just rank and
giants.
The great giants, Rabbi Shmuel, Avuda Shmuel, Levi, they all came down. Nobody said maybe they're bowing down every time they pass by the statue. They were not chayshul lichshat. Every more Rabbim Shani. When you're talking about a Rabbim, is different. A Yochid, you have to be nervous that he has this private little yozel, a private little statue on his finger, in his pocket. Then you got to be nervous. But Rabbim, nah, come on. Everybody sees what you're doing. Person would be embarrassed to go chas v'shalom and bow down to a statue in public and say,
also, it's a melech, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the Gemara doesn't use that as part of the Terence. But the Gemara says difference between Yochid and Rab. Right, the Gemara Rabbim Gamliel Yochidu. So let's get back to our situation over here. It's taka emes Rabbim Gamliel did not make the demus Levana for purposes of loisavde. But we said in this price, you're not allowed to even chamu levana kacham v'mazales. So he said, oh, he didn't make it, achayrim asalayf. Okay, so we don't have to worry about Rav Gamliel made it. But he bought it from someone, or he got us a present from someone. So just like Rav Yehuda was told off, or criticized by Shmuel, that he has something that might appear to be ashtik avoy dezar, and people be choshed that maybe he's worshipping this signet ring or whatever figure he had. So aren't people going to be choshed that maybe in the off hours, Rav Gamliel is going to be bowing down to this figure of the Levana, and is not a situation of Rabbi Shmuel that everybody's passing by in the shul constantly.
It was a private area.
Exactly. Every Marak, even the Nasi, since he was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, there were constantly people online, not only on the computer, but literally online, to go and get a bracha, to get an eitzah, to ask for a favor, to get a special dispensation. After all, he was the Nasi, so people came to him like the senior government official for both political and military and Torah and spiritual. Exactly. So it was constantly people in and out, so you don't have to worry. There's no chshad. It's just like the we're not talking about that it was a full-fledged, full-time figure of a Levana, but in fact it was like a Lego pieces, that you had small little pieces that you were able to go and...
The first puzzle
that in history, perhaps. Anyway, so since it was made out of such Lego pieces, so that doesn't have the chashivas of Levana. Everybody said, come on, this is a Levana. This is like a toy put together. And perhaps he used the parakim to go and test the Edom and said, well, if the piece is over here, let me add another piece. Did it look like this? Did it look like this? The bottom, the top. He did it for teaching purposes. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, it says in the Pasuk, don't go and learn their Toyevos. Even if you don't do it, just don't even learn the Toyevos, any of their abominations. If I don't learn it, how am I going to go and teach it? How am I going to know what's permissible, what's not permissible? So that you are allowed to learn to know what not to do and to teach others what not to do. So therefore, this was ultimately Islamid Avad. He didn't do it for his own personal pleasure. He likes to see the moon on the horizon at night, and it's so romantic. He sees the sun and the moon and the kerchovim, and the light comes in through the window. Oh, it looks beautiful. He was doing it for purposes of halacha, to know, is it a new chodesh or not? So for those purposes, it's permissible.